St. Thomas, one of the U.S. Virgin Islands, is among a group of islands devastated by Hurricane Irma. Water and food remain scarce there as rescue crews, some of whom are just residents with chainsaws, continue to clear debris and downed power lines from damaged roads. Jeff Nevel is pastor at the St. Thomas Reformed Church, and he joins us now. Pastor, tell us, how are you doing and what's it like there today?
We're doing well. Complete devastation on the island. It's hard to even describe and fathom. I've never seen anything like it. I was here shortly after Maryland and saw a little bit of it, but just on a much bigger level. It's vast. I know many have seen pictures and videos through the media and social media, and it's worse than what you're seeing. But there are bright spots everywhere. I mean, we're seeing people rallying, pulling together, communities, churches, nonprofits, reaching out and helping neighbors and beginning the process of rebuilding. So many people lost their homes and their property and are hungry, thirsty, tired, you know, without power, hard to get around, hard to communicate.
Do you mind if I ask? I mean, the images that people have been seeing are truly terrible. But if it's even worse than that, I mean, what exactly do you mean?
Well, you know, I mean, when you're on the ground and there's a human element to it, and it's not just people, it's pets and other, you know, living creatures, and people have lost their entire homes, and they're living hunkered down in single rooms and trying to collect what's left of their belongings. Yeah. We're doing triage at this point. Safety and security is a concern. There's been some looting, and I think that would lessen, the more we can get people fed. That's the biggest thing, and that's what we're trying to do at the church and my brother's workshop cafe, which is next door. The power came on at our church and cafe yesterday and fed almost 400 people, and we're going to do that every day as we are able.
Wow.
And we ran power cords to the street so people could charge their phones, and the supplies that are coming in, we're getting organized so that we can hand those out and get them to those most in need. And, that all takes coordination, and with curfew, we only have 6 hours in the day to work, really. Roads are still blocked, and the crews need to get out there and, hang wires and clear roads and things. And it's hard to do when they're clogged with cars.
Has everyone been accounted for, or are there people missing?
I know there are people that I have not accounted for, everybody in my congregation. I mean, almost everybody, but there are a few people we just haven't heard from. And I can't speak for the rest of the island. I'm sure there are people that we haven't heard from.
Yeah. The weariness, if I'm hearing you correctly, the weariness in your voice is entirely understandable, because it sounds like there is a monumental effort that has to get underway to get the island fully up and running again. I mean, how long do you think it might take?
I have no idea. I was ready for 6 months without cell phone and without electricity, but we got it back in a week. I know there's a ton of work to be done, and I know, there's the worst maybe is yet to come and jobs and money and things become scarce and the economy tanks and all that. But after these things, people do pull together, and you get hyper-focused on what is truly important.
Have you had a chance to have any kind of service at the church?
Yes, we had service on Sunday. People gathered, and it was wonderful. But there were several people that I had not heard from that I was trying to contact. So we were all hugging and crying and sharing stories. And then we started making connections, and we're getting trucks that are lined up to go out and to board up homes. And, what we need are tarps. I mean, FEMA tarps are the things that cover the roofs where people are living. And we don't have a single FEMA tarp. We were told they were delivered to the island, like 6,000 of them. I have yet to see one on any of the roofs where I've driven, where I can look out right now all over town. I don't see a single blue tarp. I don't know where they are, but we sure would love some, because we have crews that'll go out, and anybody that needs one will help them put it up so that they can at least stay dry and start to put their lives back together.
So that makes us wonder, what else is FEMA doing? Do you see any other evidence of their assistance?
I mean, we've seen lots of helicopters and planes, and, there are Navy ships here and people on the ground, boots on the ground, and we're getting better organized where the supplies that are coming in, I know from Puerto Rico, from St. Croix, are making it to us. And again, that's just a matter of logistics and trying to work around curfews and work, you know, with very little fuel. We're trying to conserve fuel because we can't just run to the airport or run to the marina every time a shipment comes in and unload it. We don't have the manpower or the fuel to do that right now anyways, but that's our goal. But those systems are getting in place. Private citizens are pulling together. We have a warehouse now and some trucks where we're getting stuff. And then every day, every morning, we're going to try to load up our trucks and bring it down to the church and the cafe and distribute it.
Yeah. Well, Pastor Jeff Neville with the St. Thomas Reformed Church. Pastor Jeff, thank you so very much. Thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you, Magna. Thank you for your support and everybody. And keep the prayers and support coming. We appreciate it very much.